hillside, and it overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a lie that I might see, and the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me o'er. And if it wasn't for that lighthouse, my ship would sail no more.
Thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin,
everybody that lives around us, they say, tear that old lighthouse down. For the big ships, they don't sail this way anymore. There's no use of it standing around. Oh, but then my mind goes back to one stormy night when just in time, thank God I saw the light. It was the light from that old lighthouse, and it still stands there on that hill.
Thank God for the lighthouse.
I owe
that
lighthouse.
Where would this ship?
Tell me where would this?
You know, I love that old song. That is a beauty, and God bless you. Welcome to Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible Telecast, and Open Bible Radio. Isn't it wonderful? Reaching the world with the gospel, telling the story of Jesus, claiming and knowing the truth of this Bible. Today, we've got a really special subject. I want you to hear this. It's time for the miraculous. It's time for the miraculous. How many of you out there, radio, internet, Facebook, you really do need a miracle in your life? I doubt there is very many people out there that would not know of a place where they need a miracle. I guarantee you that. There's somebody out there, probably almost everybody out there, you know you need a miracle. You've got family members, you've got loved ones, you got your own self, you've been sick, you need a healing. I would love for there to be a lot of miracles during this broadcast. And I want to tell you, now listen to me, God is ready. God is ready. The church world has almost forgot miracles. And how few churches know anything about miracles. I mean, I know Pentecostal churches can shout their shoe heels off, but they never see a miracle. They never hear anybody testify or being delivered from cancer or some dreaded disease. Let me tell you, friend, He's a healer. And I've seen too many miracles to ever doubt the healing power of the Son of God. And I'm claiming today. I mean, I've been waiting on my knees in the morning. We got people praying like we've never had in my whole ministry. 2 and 3 hours a day, some, you know, and just waiting before God, weeping and sobbing for you and our whole audience and all of our listeners and all of our friends all over the city of Charlotte and all the communities around the city of Charlotte. We are on our face believing God for the miraculous. And we know we're going to see the miraculous. We know it. We know it. Now, I'm not even doubting because I've seen too many miracles. I've seen cancer disappear. I've seen gorges disappear. I mean, I know the healer we serve, and he wants to heal you. And anytime during this program, you walk up to your radio or you walk up to your Facebook or your internet and you lay your hand there and you say, right now, I'm claiming God's miracle in my life. I'm claiming the Word of God being real and rich and mighty in my life. Will you do that? Will you let's have miracles all during this program? And in fact, let's start with prayer. Father, I pray for every person listening and those who will join us that there will be miracle after miracle happening and taking place in lives all over these communities and really all over the globe, all over the world. I'm claiming that right now, Father, whether it's in Africa or in Australia or whether it's in England or whether it's in America or South Africa or South America, or it doesn't matter. I love every one of you equally, and I want you to have a miracle from God. Now, I'm going to give you the Bible. We're going to talk about the scripture as it relates to miracles. We're going to talk about the scripture as it relates to miracles. I've committed myself by the leadership of the Holy Ghost to preach not only tomorrow morning, but tomorrow evening. I'm going to preach in the morning on the love of God and tomorrow night on the miracles of God. The love of God in the morning, the miracles of God tomorrow evening. I have good preachers around here, but once in a while, I need to just break out and do what God lays on my heart. And so tomorrow night, the miracles of God. And we're going to invite everybody throughout these communities to come and get your miracle. We will believe God with you. We will absolutely believe God with you. I will absolutely trust God with you. And I've got leaders and people who know how to pray, and they're praying, and we believe in God to make this a center of miracles for the whole communities around us. And anybody that can drive here or get here, and we believe in God for miracles. And we're not just talking that. We are praying that. We're on our faces with God, believing Him to reveal Himself mightily to this church and to you. It only relates to this church because you're going to be here. We don't want it to be centered in our church. We want it to be centered anywhere people will believe God. Any church that will let God have His way, we are for it. And we want miracles, and we want the hand of God. Now, I got so much to say. I've got more than I can ever say. But listen to me. I want to tell you first thing that God has never lost a battle. I want you to write that down in your book. God has never lost a battle. No battle has ever been given to God. No battle has ever been put in God's hands. No promise in the scripture has ever been believed and taken to the heart of a believer. God does not lose. God does not fail. God does not cease. God is everything you need. He's the God of the miraculous. I said He's the God of the miraculous. And it's high time the church get back to the God of the miraculous. If God's there, there's going to be miraculous. You see, it's as natural for God to be miraculous as it's natural for me to be natural. It's as natural for me to be helpless and hindered and without the ability, but it, in the same way, it's just as natural for God to have all the ability He needs to do everything we trust Him to do, to keep every promise of the Bible. And I'm bringing you hope today with all this inside of me. And I want to tell you again, our God has never lost a battle. Our God has never lost a battle. If there's a battle lost, it's because it didn't get put in God's hands. If a battle is failed, it's because it didn't get put in God's hands. You got to believe him. Let me, you know, there's so many scripture today, and I'm overwhelmed, and I want calls. I want to answer questions for you. And so the number to call is 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and the toll-free number 1-800-338-7884. Most of you would know that if you listen regularly to this program. Now, I want to tell you something. I've been reading this, and it's been overwhelming to me. It speaks about Abraham, who against hope believed in hope. Who against hope. I mean, here was a situation. He was 100. His wife was almost 100. They didn't have that promised son, and they were believing God to keep the promise of giving them this miracle. And so, who against hope believed in hope. That was no possibility. But with God, there's always a possibility. Anytime there seems to be no possibility, that he might become the father of many nations. This is Abraham. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Well, he's 100 years old physically. As far as bearing children, he's dead. When he was about 100 years old, and Sarah and the deadness of her womb, he staggered not. Listen, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now, let me read you this. Listen. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, even God, who quickeneth the dead. Now notice this, and calleth these things which be not as though they were. That's God. He calls things that be not as though they were. That's creative miracle. That's creative power. Things that are not. And he calls them absolutely with confidence and faith that God never fails. God never fails. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. You can have a miracle. I'm telling you, you can have a miracle today. I claim it in the name of Jesus. Father, I claim it even now while we're believing, while we're having this broadcast. I claim a miracle. By the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Oh, not in some man's name. None of us have that power, but he has that power, and it will flow through us if we will trust God. See, defeat is the lifestyle of Christians all over the world today. I mean, I know so many people who live in such defeat. I mean, it is terrible. It is horrible, the state they live in. Well, the church world depends more on psychologists and therapists and you know, habit-forming drugs and anything in the world but God. We depend on anything in the world but God. Burnout is destroying a multitude of preachers. Preachers are getting, you know why a preacher gets burnt out? Because there's more going out than coming in. Well, what's the answer? Get somewhere and get alone with God until you got more coming in and going out. That's the difference between burnout and burning up. Burning up for God. You know, you burn out if you got more going out and you got coming in. So get full of God where you got more coming in, you got going out. And I promise you there'll be miracles. There will be miracles. They will happen. That it cannot happen. Retirement is the burden of most people today in the church world. They're not looking for God to do supernatural miracles. There are so many scriptures. I wish I could read you all of them. And shall not God avenge his elect that cry day and night unto him? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. That's the book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 7 and a little bit of 8. Let not this man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, that's in the book of James. And James is talking about believing God, trust in God. And he says you've got to believe him. He says if your faith is double-minded, one day you think you're going to be healed, tomorrow you don't think you're going to be healed, and so you never get healed. Because a double-minded man is unstable, excuse me, I'm sorry, in all his ways. Listen, Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months, and he prayed again, and God gave rain. That's again in James. I mean, that's the Bible. It is full of that. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. That's Psalmist David. Psalms 55, 1 through 7. I'm sorry, 17. Psalms 55, 17. See, if you cry day and night to God, he's going to hear you. If you begin to pray with all you got and you begin to stay on your face some extended times, and quit measuring your prayers by minutes and measure them by hours. Measure them by hours, and you're going to see a transformation in your life. You're going to see a transformation in everything you represent. God moves when men and women pray. God moves when men and women really pray. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. Listen now. And thou that didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. He's crying out for you to start praying for souls. Cry out for souls. Cry aloud. He says, you know, the barren are barren because they don't cry aloud to God, because they don't get on their face. Your church is not winning souls because you're not doing anything that brings souls in. The Bible says, go forth with weeping, bearing precious seed, and doubtless you will come again with rejoicing, bringing your sheaves with you. Did you know the Bible said that? He that goeth forth and weepeth and bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing and bringing his sheaves with him. You're not winning nobody to God, then you're not much of a Christian. Maybe you're living a good life, and maybe you're very godly in your lifestyle, but you're doing nothing about the world going to hell with no hope. Does it ever break your heart to think of the multitude that are dropping into the pits of hell every day of our existence? It is amazing how many people are dying daily and going to hell, and nobody cares. Nobody's weeping. Nobody's sobbing. Nobody's got a burden for them. I cry to you, cry aloud, spare not. Listen to this. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Have you ever done that? Most people don't pray like that. They pray half dead, bury their face in the carpet, bury their face in the altar, and never lift up their head. I cannot pray like that. My head's got to be up, and I've got to be making noise. I got to be praying a lot. I remember. See, now listen, I'm an old Pentecostal. I was saved in 1952. You understand that 66 plus years ago. 66 years ago. And when I got saved and the Pentecostals would pray, it was like a roar. Everybody was praying. I mean, they'd pray the glory down. Before they get through praying, that place would be on fire. I mean, you know, if you really want to know how much fire you got, can you pray the fire down by yourself? If you can't, you're not on fire. You're not a Holy Ghost anointed prayer warrior if you can't pray the fire down. Well, you know, there's just so much in the Bible, and I want to take you to a lot of it. I don't know how much I'll get, but let's start with 2 Corinthians. Chapter 10. Now you can write this down or you can order the booklet. Now I've got a booklet ready to mail you. I'd love for you to have it. The name of it is Creative Miracles. No, that's not the name. It's Time for the Miraculous. It's Time for the Miraculous. Can you hear that? How many of you out there believe that? Hey, how about sending this to all your friends, would you? Every one of you on Facebook, hit that share button right quick. Let's get hundreds of people listening today. How many miracles could we have if we got everybody listening and everybody believing that we could possibly reach? You can have a miracle. Reach your hand out. Father, I claim a miracle in the name of Jesus. I've been suffering with cancer. I don't have it now. I'm praying for you. I've been suffering with cancer, and I'm claiming a miracle. I'm claiming a miracle. I have had cancer. I have had a heart attack. I have had a gallbladder attack. I've had a lot of those things. God heals me every time. God heals me every time. You see me sitting here at 82. That's because I've been healed over and over and over. And he wants to heal you. He wants to heal you. He don't want to just heal me. I'm no better than you. I'm no different than you. The same grace reaches you that reaches me. And I want you to have a miracle. Why don't you get one right now? Reach out to God and let him perform a miracle in you. In a moment, I'll take some calls. In fact, we'll take them when they come, and we'll talk with you about the miraculous. I just want you to know God is a miraculous God. It's time for the miraculous. That's the name of the booklet. You can have a copy, all kinds of notes in it. And let me read you something. Listen to this. And in the book of 2 Corinthians, the great writer, Apostle Paul, and he wrote this, and I've lived in this. He said, for though we walk in the flesh, Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. See, we're in a war. We're in a war with the devil. We're in a war with sickness. We're in a war with all kinds of problems and difficulties. The devil is going about as a roaring lion, the Bible says, seeking whom he may devour. The devil wants to devour you, but he can't cross the bloodline. He cannot cross the bloodline. Are you listening to me? He cannot cross the bloodline. Now hear it. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now listen, you got to hear this. For the weapons of our warfare, the weapons of our warfare, this is what we fight with. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That's the old carnal flesh. Are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now that word strongholds has to do with Satan. Has to do with spirits, demon spirits that set up forces and powers in our lives to defeat us, that set up against our churches and our homes and our families and individuals. These are the powers of Satan, the powers of the devil. You in a battle with the devil every day of your life, and don't you forget that. He goeth about as a roaring lion trying to seek who he can devour. You understand that? But you have a weapon against him. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not just the physical. They're not just this old flesh. But they are what? Mighty. Woo, that's the Holy Spirit. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the power of the blood of God, of Christ. That's the power of the Holy Scripture. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You remember Jesus telling the story that you can't take a strong man's house until you first defeat the strong man. You got a son or daughter away from God, and the enemy is ruling their life. You got to first defeat the enemy. You got to pray until the enemy is defeated. Whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. You remember that scripture? Those are the words of Jesus in the book of Matthew. Whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. That's the power of prayer. In prayer, you bind the enemy. In prayer, you put a hole, put a stop on the devil's slaughter. In your prayer, you pray and you get a hold of God until the anointing of God comes upon you, and you pray in the mighty power of the Holy Ghost. And when you do that, you pull down strongholds and you open the gateway for God's mercies and graces. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I love that. Casting down imaginations. Now, I want you to hear this. Casting down imaginations. Where do imaginations fester? They fester up here. They fester in your thinking. They fester in the things that you imagine. They fester up here. And he said, pulling down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought. Bringing into captivity every thought. The devil works in the mind. He gives you thoughts. And I hear excuses all the time. I know people that have a headache every Sunday morning because they've been so submitted to the plans of Satan. He can put in a headache, one of his strongholds, and hold you to keep you out of church. Everything about your life, when you're trying to walk with God, the enemy don't like it. He's going to try to hinder you. But if you will go to the Bible and you will trust in God, and you will pray with faith. Remember that scripture? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. How many of you pray and then you get up from praying and the doubt comes back and you spend the day in doubt? You spend 10 minutes maybe in prayer, probably less in many cases, and you never win. You just keep losing, and because you're not letting the God of grace and victory defeat the enemy for you. I mean, God's a God of great power, friend. He's a great God of mercies, and he cares about you, and he's reaching for you. Have a miracle right now. Would you take a miracle into your life and claim it, rest in it, give your faith to God, believe God for it. By his stripes we're healed. Oh, Brother Chambers, can I be healed? Just as good as I can be healed. There's no such thing as somebody who can't be healed. There's no such thing. You don't have to be sick to die. He can heal you 5 minutes before you die because it's time to go. He's a healer. He's a healer. And he cares. Oh, he does. Oh, how few people really believe in divine healing anymore? It's amazing. I got to finish this scripture. Listen to me. Casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. My friend, you can have this kind of victory. It's God's will. It's God's purpose. It's God's divine order to give you those kind of victories. I want to take you to several scriptures. Let me open the lines. Oh, we got somebody on the line, I think, now. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then the local number is 704-391. Well, let me give it to you. I know it's hard to get it when I'm saying it, and let me give it to you right here. 704-391-0588 and 1-800-338-7884. I'll leave it there a minute. Now you grab it, write it down so you remember it while I'm turning in my Bible to the book of 1 James. The book of James. Oh, that's a wonderful book. A wonderful book. Well, there's only one book of James. Sorry about that. You know, next book is Peter, and there's two of them. I'm very sorry. James 1, 5 to 8. I got to read you this. Now listen, I want you to hear what I'm reading you. See, I'm trying to get you to believe. I'm trying to inspire you to start expecting miracles in your life, to quit living an old lazy, careless, defeated life. I don't want you to live like that. Thank God I've never had to live like that. 66 years, and I've been living in faith. Living in confidence, living believing that God answers prayer, my friend. God answers prayer, my friend. You can have a miracle if you're ready. If you're ready to believe God, and you say, well, I don't have much faith. Well, the Bible says prayer, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now the scripture said this kind cometh not but by fasting and praying. Fast a couple of meals every week, maybe a day, maybe 2 days, whatever you feel, until your faith starts growing. Until your faith starts growing. In fact, Jude said, building up your faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. If you're a spirit-filled person and you know the power of the Holy Ghost upon you, and you pray in the Holy Ghost, with the Spirit of God praying through you, you will build yourself up and you will become strong. Oh, how we need the preachers to do that. How we need the preachers to get off the lazy stool of do nothing and get on their faces and start spending a couple of 3 hours a day before God and get themselves on fire. And you just can't believe what's going to happen when that happens. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Why is the church so double-minded? Because it's unstable. Why is it unstable? Because it's in and out. There's no constant faith. There's no constant confidence in the powers of the Word and the powers of the blood. I'm calling you to faith. I'm calling you to God's anointing and God's breath. Isn't that beautiful? A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And let's go to the James chapter 5. James chapter 5 here. And let's see what this says. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. Woo! Okay, isn't that wonderful? The prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. If he's committed sin, they will be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, now you got to hear this one. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual, fervent, red hot. Effective and red hot, on fire, praying with fire in your system, praying with fire in your voice. When I pray, I bellow. I know people get tired of me praying and bellowing, I'm sorry, they'll just have to listen, because I'm going to pray like I feel. I prayed a many of a prayer in the woods, and all the neighbors would hear it. I pray on my front porch sometimes, and my neighbors hear me. I'm just not ashamed. I just think it's high time we start praying like old time people prayed. That's how they used to pray. The men would go to the woods and find stumps and pray until the glory would come down. Go back to church and the Holy Ghost would fall because they'd prayed the fire down. They'd prayed an anointing of God down. Oh, hear me now. Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are. He had the same weaknesses. He had the same burdens to carry. He had to wrestle with the same things. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth for a space of 3 years and 6 months. I mean, here's a man of God with prayer shut the heavens. He didn't pray for 3 years and 6 months. Boy, he got the old wicked king's attention then. The wicked king, boy, he thought he was the one. He thought the preacher was the problem. Well, no, it was the king that was the problem. And the man of God prayed, and the Father shut the heavens. See, I'm believing. I'm believing that when men pray like they ought to pray, and I'm striving to do it as never before, and I brag on nothing. I'm as helpless as any of you are without God's help, without God's anointing. But I'm telling you, God's anointing will shake things. It will turn things upside down. We're starting camp meeting in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from Sunday night. We start camp meeting 2 weeks from Sunday night, understand? 24th of June. And we are believing for a breakthrough like has never occurred in the city of Charlotte in my lifetime. I don't know what happened 100 years ago, but I know nothing like that's happened in my life here. 50 years I've been here this year. I want to tell you something, folks. I want to see the power of God. I'm going to see the power of God. I'm already seeing the power of God. But we're just getting started. I promise you, we are just getting started. He prayed again, and the heavens gave rain. The story of Elijah is a beautiful story. I mean, he was facing the old king who was a wicked rascal, had a wife who they called a Jezebel. I mean, it was a dark situation. And this man of God prayed until he broke through the heavens, and it didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months. And God fed the preacher down by the brook. Ravens would bring him his food. I mean, God's just a miracle working God, waiting for men and women who will trust God with all their heart. I got excited about the book of Luke recently. This is just so full of great material, and I've got many here. I'm sorry, but it's wonderful. I'm preaching, like I told you, tomorrow night on what is my title? Let me make sure I say the right thing. The Miracles of God. The Miracles of God. I said, the Miracles of God. You want a miracle? You come to this place Sunday night. We will pray with you. And we believe there's going to be miracles. I got men and women praying. We're not just running our mouths. We're praying. We believe in God to show us his power. We want to see many people healed and great miracles. I'm excited about preaching in the morning. The love of God, how rich and great. I'm telling you, the love of God, how rich and pure. How measureless and strong. What a God we serve. Let me go to the book of Luke 18. And we live in a day when the world hates godly people. The world hates a righteous man. The world hates a wicked man, a wicked woman. A godly woman. The world hates a godly man and a godly woman. They love the wicked. I'm telling you, they really do. But there was a widow in the city that Jesus told about who went to an unjust judge and asked him to avenge her of her adversaries. And the unjust judge wouldn't because he didn't want to be bothered with her. And she kept bothering him. She kept worrying him. And finally, she got his attention. And the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not the Lord avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him?" Shall not the Lord avenge? That's avenge you against the devil. Avenge you against evil spirits. Avenge you against evil neighbors. Avenge you against somebody that hates your Christian testimony. Avenge somebody that hates the church where God is moving and God is blessing. Shall not the Lord avenge his elect that cry unto him day and night? What does the Bible say? And shall not the Lord do that? And then what does the Bible say? Which cry to him day and night, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. This is the Bible talking. Now, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. I've come to believe I don't need to worry about enemies. I've had a lot of them. But I put them all in the hands of God. I don't want one of them to go to hell. I want them to repent and get right with God and get back to Christ if they're backslid and get their life cleaned up if they're full of malice and rebellion and stubbornness. I just want people to be helped. I don't want nobody hurt. I don't want nobody lost. But God avenges his elect that cry day and night unto him. See, this old time praying. See, I'm trying to show you that we get what we pray for. We get what we sacrifice ourselves on God's altar of prayer for. We sacrifice ourselves with time and debt of devotion and surrender, and we cry and pray and wait, and God is going to answer. Shall he not avenge them speedily? Oh, there's so many scriptures. There really is. Let me take you to Matthew 16 and 9. I know I'm spending a lot of time here with scripture, but I'm trying to be a blessing to you, okay? And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Are you listening to me? Everybody that's a Christian, listen right now. Stop everything you're doing and listen. I want you to hear me. Everybody that wants to become a Christian, you can listen too. You really can. And this is Jesus talking. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. This is the kingdom of God on the earth. I will give unto you the key to get in the door, the key to the kingdom. Listen, and whatsoever thou shalt ask on earth, whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I've never heard no scripture in the Bible that takes the breath away more than that. Jesus said, I'll give you the keys. What is the keys? It's the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ is the keys in the door. The blood of Jesus Christ is the keys into the kingdom. If you don't come by the blood, you can't get in. When you come by the blood, nothing can keep you out. Nothing can keep you out. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. This is praying. You are binding the work of Satan. You are binding old dark spirits, destroying your children. You got a son or daughter that's on drugs. You got a son that's gone after sodomy. You got a son that or daughter that's selling her flesh, and she's living on the street. I'm going to tell you, mother, I don't care who you are. You get on your face with God, and you stay there as long as you must. You give everything as a sacrifice over to God to pray and to pull down these strongholds in your son's life, your daughter's life. And I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I'm having to do it right now for family members, and I'm doing it with all of my heart. I'm doing it for a young man who used to be a preacher in this church, and right now he's demon-possessed. I'm doing it for a young lady who used to sing in the choir with a trio, and right now she's demon-possessed. I'm not kidding you nothing. I called her home the other day, and a backslid woman answered, and I said, are you ready to start serving God? She said, no, I'm not ready to start serving God. I'm not ever going to serve God. And I realized it was a demon in her talking, and she was talking to me through a voice of a demon. And boy, have we been praying for that dear lady. God's going to save her. God's going to break those demons. Because we just believe that this is what God wants for his church. He never meant for his church to just be a lukewarm kind of fellowship with nothing happening. He didn't mean for it just to be a hoopla and a lot of noise. He meant for it to be a powerhouse, a place of God's anointing, where lives were being delivered and people were being saved and hearts were being changed. And I'm here after you. You can tell I'm after you with all my heart today for Christ, for the kingdom. I want you to have a miracle today, right now. Why don't you reach out and let's claim your miracle? Now, I'm open the lines. I've been going like a bulldozer here, but I want to open the lines and I want some telephone calls. Anything you want to ask me about miracles, anything you want to ask me about divine healing, anything you want to ask me about casting out devils and demons, I'm telling you, my dear friend, it is a dark hour. and there are much of the evil out there, but Jesus is still the victor. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is still the victor, and you can have the victory. There's not a one of you out there listening to me that can get on your knees and repent of your sins and let the blood of Jesus wash you as white as snow. Get your life on fire for the Lord, and you can then see your family get straightened out. You can see lives begin to change. I'm hungry for this. I am so hungry for it. It's flooding out of me. You can hear it coming with enthusiasm, but I'm telling you, the power of God is mighty. Right now, I sense that power ready to heal you out there, wherever you are. Reach out and touch him. Reach out and get a hold of the hand of the Lord and just say, Jesus, I'm holding on to you until I get a miracle. And don't back up. Remember, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You got to take faith, and then you got to hold on to that faith. One man in the Bible said, I believe, Lord, help thou mine unbelief. I pray the same way sometimes. We're human beings. We're not always on top of the world. We're just working hard at it. All right, grab your phone. Want to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Ladies are standing by. We'll send you this article. If you don't want to talk to me, you don't want prayer with me, that's okay. This is not just for you to call me. Call the secretary. Let her send you this booklet. And you dig in with us. And let's pray together. And let's believe God together. And I want to remind you, I'm preaching in the morning on the love of God. And it's going to include the faith and the confidence that God wants you to have miracles in your life. God wants you to have his glory in your life. He wants you to be healed of that cancer, that terrible headache, that terrible problem with whatever. He wants you to be saved if you're living in sin. He wants you to be set free of those powers of sodomy and the powers of any kind of fleshly, carnal, dirty living. He wants to set you free, and he will take the dirtiest sinner out there and make a brand new person out of you and wash you in his blood and make you a saint of God. And the people that know you will be thrilled to death when they see what God has done in your life. And then who knows whom you might reach? And they may want to come to know this wonderful life. Okay? All right, I'm waiting on you now. The phone must ring, 1-800. Grab your phone. Everywhere you are, grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. I want some good, solid questions. I want to talk about this. I want to prove it to you. I want there to be no doubt. I've got scripture after scripture I can share with you. My gracious, Mark chapter 16, while the phone's ringing, Mark 16, let me go there. I love this great scripture. Mark 16. You know, the world hates this one. And those new Bible people have removed it from the Bible. But the Bible says very clearly, listen now. But when, where am I find it? That's the wrong chapter. Come on, Reverend. Get the right chapter. Hey, you know, sometimes, all right, I'm going right to the phones. Let me read the scripture before I do. Listen to me. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. I'm going to come back to that. We got to spend some time there. I'm telling you, you're on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I need prayer for healing. I'm diabetic, and I accidentally stepped on a wrist nail. And I got a problem with my left foot. I need prayer, please.
Oh, that's terrible. All right. Would you lay your hand on your foot right now? Father, I pray for this dear soul. Needs a miracle of healing, and I'm asking you to stop that poison in that foot. Stop that poison from that rusty old nail and let healing flow in that foot, that this dear lady will know she's healed. Let there be no doubt about it, Father. And not just her, but anybody listening right now that will lay their hand on their radio or their computer or their Facebook and believe with us, I believe you to give them a miracle. God, you're the miracle worker. You've never lost a battle, God. And I claim this battle won for Christ's sake, in Christ's name, for this dear lady, for Christ's glory. And give Jesus the praise, will you?
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Call quickly. I will do my best to be a blessing. Anybody out there can have a miracle. We really are serving a miracle working God. I'm here to tell you, I read this part of my notes in this article that I've written. Our God has never lost a battle. Our God has never lost a battle. Can you take that and really, the Bible makes it plain. There's no ifs and ands about it. I give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth, diseases, cancer, the poison in that foot, I claim it bound. I claim it bound. I claim a miracle in that lady's body, and she'll probably call next Saturday and say, would you believe it? It was healed. It was healed immediately. Oh, yes, I will believe it. God is a God that heals. You know what happened to me back on Thanksgiving week? I fell out here on the sidewalk. I fell. I busted my head on the sidewalk and hurt my shoulder, all down my side, my left leg. I was just hurt. And everybody thought, man, he's got to go to a doctor. I said, no, not me. I'm going home and trust God. And he healed me perfectly. Oh, I had a few rough days, but healing came in all of its might. I just believe in the virtue of healing by his stripes, by his blood. You understand that? How many of you believe in those stripes and in his blood? Anybody? Does anybody out there believe? The lines are all open. I don't understand why you don't call and say, hey, I'm believing God. Pray for me. Pray for me. I'll pray for every one of you that called. We'll spend the rest of this program praying if the lines will light up, because we care. We really do. We're believing for miracles. I'm always now hearing somebody say, hey, I met a man of the day in such and such place, and he said he got saved listening to you on the radio. And I thought, wow, is that not wonderful? I don't know how many there are. I just know there's a lot of them. We've been here 44 years on this one broadcast. And so don't doubt me when I tell you God's a miracle working God. And we've seen many wonderful, wonderful miracles. Grab your phone now. I'll put this line back up so you can call. I want you to call. And I want to do my best to be a blessing. And I want mighty miracles. And like I said, you don't need to call me. You can lay your hand on that radio or that computer, Facebook. You can believe God right there. You can pray a prayer of faith just as good as I can. We're all just human. We're all just his children. We belong to him. And when he said, I give unto thee the key of the kingdom, he didn't say unto Joseph Chambers. He said unto you. Every one of you have the keys of the kingdom of heaven. It's your faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. It's your confidence in the stripes that were placed on his back. It's your confidence in the promises of the Bible. When you believe God, then, and you claim the blood of Jesus as the source of entrance, you can have a miracle as good as I can. That's all I want. I want everybody to learn that God wants to put miracles in your life, and he wants to show you his glory, and he wants to show you his power, because he's a God that cares about all of us. He's a God that cares about all of us, and I'm reaching for you today. I'm reaching to shake you up and get you believe in God. Wouldn't that be something if I could get everybody listening to me today to start trusting God? I mean, really believe in God. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Woo! What a miracle. We'd be hearing every week from miracles every which way. I've got to tell you what God did for me. Had a call from California yesterday. Had called me about a request a few days ago. And we called to give you a praise report. I know a preacher down in Georgia some time ago prayed and God healed him. I know a preacher up in West Virginia prayed for some time ago and God healed him. I mean, we just are serving a God who answers prayer. And if you don't believe, you can't have it. And if you do believe, you can have it. And why wouldn't everybody want it? Why would you not want God and his hand in your life above everything else in the world? I don't care about this world. I care about God. I want the things of God. All right, the lines are open. 16 minutes, 704-391. 0588 704-391 0588. You can call and you can have a miracle. And while you are not calling, I'm going to the Bible. The book of Mark, chapter 16. I love this. And these signs shall follow them that believe. And these signs shall follow them that believe. See, there's nobody in my audience right now that doesn't fit this promise. Nobody. Anybody that will believe. I didn't say you are believing. I was saying you fit the possibility of believing. Any one of you could believe God and have a miracle in your life. I'm telling you, that's what he wants for you. God's never lost a battle. God, every time wins when we put our faith and trust Him. Why aren't churches praying for their sick? Why aren't they anointing with oil on a regular basis and praying for their sick? Something's wrong. Well, the preacher can't pray for the sick because when the preacher gets sick, he runs to the doctor too. You know, he's on some kind of med, and so he can't pray until he gets rid of his own med. And then when God heals him, then he can really pray for you. And so that's the need of the hour. The need of the hour is preachers who've got a hold of God, who've lived before God in faith, until they are the source of miracles in their churches, source of miracles in their neighborhoods, source of miracles in their family. I'm claiming it. I really am. And it's already beginning to happen. We're just going to see it like we've never seen it. Can't wait till in the morning, tomorrow night, and see you get a miracle. I whatever your need is, come. Tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening, remember, I'm preaching in the morning on the love of God and tomorrow night on the miracles of God. I'm giving you a chance to come and get something from God like you've never had in your life, okay? And get yourself believing. We got wonderful preachers, and they can preach good, and they say wonderful things. But once in a while, I just got to get in the middle of this thing and stir it up. And that's what I'm doing right now, is stirring it up. And God's helping us. We're getting ready for camp meeting in 2 weeks now. Let me make sure I take time to tell you that 2 weeks from tomorrow night, Brother Jeff Mayo will begin preaching the night service of our camp meeting. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow night. Jeff Mayo will begin preaching our camp meeting. 2 weeks from tomorrow night. That's the 24th of June. And then on Monday, he'll be preaching on Monday evening at 7 o'clock. Sunday night will be 6. Monday will be 7. And then on Tuesday morning at 9:30, we start a morning service. And then we have Bible study on Tuesday at 11 o'clock. One of my dearest friends, Joey Yates, will be teaching on the book of Revelation Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I missed that one. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. On Tuesday, he'll be preaching on the rapture, how imminent it is. On Tuesday, he'll be preaching on Wednesday, 7-year tribulation period. Thursday, the Battle of Armageddon. And Friday, the 1,000-year millennial reign. You don't want to miss them four Bible studies. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Let me say again, Tuesday is on the imminent rapture. Wednesday is on the 7-year tribulation period. Thursday is on the Battle of Armageddon. And Friday is on the 1,000-year millennial reign. Now let's go to one and take a call. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Good morning. I am weak all over, and I need prayer, and I need more faith because I love the Lord.
You love the Lord. How long have you been saved?
Well, I'm 86 now.
86. You're 4 years older than I am. All right. What's your first name?
Georgia.
Say that again.
Georgia.
All right. Father, I pray for this wonderful saint. You are a miracle worker. You never fail. You've never lost a battle. Nobody's ever put a matter in your hands and left it there and believed that didn't get an answer. You are the God of perfect obedience, perfect grace, perfect mercy to those who obey you and those who love you and those who keep your promises. And I believe you for this dear lady for a marvelous miracle. Incredible miracle. Make yourself known to her, God, even as I'm praying. And let her know that you have given her healing and a touch from heaven. And keep your hand upon her that she may grow in the things of God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you say amen?
Thank you.
I claim you heal, my sister.
Thank you.
God bless your heart. Now, we got time for calls. We're praying for everybody out there. I'm reaching to anybody listening to me that God wants to give you a miracle. Oh, I would love for somebody to be healed of cancer right now. I bind that cancer. I bind it in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. That believing man, that believing woman, wherever they are, maybe it's a child. I'm claiming a healing miracle to flow like a river. I'm claiming a miracle to flow like a river. Make yourself real and smite that cancer out of the body. We command it to go, and it has no further right if this soul, that person, that man, woman will believe and put it in your hands. You hail to me, Lord, and I am no different and better than anybody else. You are the healer. You are the healer in Jesus' name. You on the air. May I help you, please?
I have mental illness. I take medicine. I've been in this condition since 1976. I've tried over and over to get free of cigarettes. The demons have me possessed. I can't do it.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind this old spirit of the enemy that has kept this woman bound since 1976. Devil, take your hand off of her. I claim a virtue of healing flowing like a river through her. I believe you to make her perfectly well and whole. Make her a testimony of your power. Make her an example of your mighty love to heal, just like the woman who came to Jesus and she'd been bent over all for many years, and you gave her healing. You cast out that spirit of infirmity, and I believe you to do it for this lady right now. Right now, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Now you praise him, will you?
I will.
God bless you. Now, I want to tell you, we're talking about a God that answers prayer. You can have a miracle. You can have a miracle. There's nobody out there that can't have a miracle. I'm telling you, God is a miracle worker, and I feel his presence today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, when I think about people that I've seen healed and wonderful people who out there that have been healed, maybe there's somebody with a testimony of some miracle. Father, I remember that dear lady with a little girl in the hospital. Oh, Father, I didn't know them, still don't know their names, but she was healed perfectly because God wrought a miracle. Oh, what a God we serve. Amen and amen. Hey, friend, I'm here to tell you, it blows my mind when I realize how many miracles could happen today if everybody out there would start believing God. You're sitting there in unbelief, and you've bore your sickness and your disease, and you've been told that God don't heal everybody, and you've got all kinds of fears and doubts and apprehensions, and you're wondering what really is yours. Well, I want to tell you, healing is his children's bread. I want to say that again. Healing is his children's bread. And if you're full of the Holy Ghost, the healer's inside of you. If you're saved by the blood, the healer's inside of you. Because you can't be saved without the Holy Spirit coming. And I'm here to tell you, when you turn yourself over to him and you start trusting God, you will get healed. I'm telling you, you can hear me. You will get healed when you start trusting God, when you start believing him. And I'm crying out to you for that. Believe in God for you, my friend. Believe in God. Now, you know, there's so many scriptures. Did I read all of that scripture? I don't know whether I did or not. Let me go back to it. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Listen, signs. In my name shall they cast out devils. Now, I'm going to take a minute. There's somebody out there demon-possessed. That lady thought she was because of a disease, and that may have been true. But we took care of it if she did. And I bind every demon out there that might be battling somebody's life. Every demon in a child, a mother's son, a mother's daughter. Every demon in some sodomite who's living a life of homosexuality and filth. Some lesbian bound by the spirit of lesbianism. I bind those demons and command their power to be broken. Devil, take your hand off. Devil, take your hand off it. I claim that wonderful healing of the great God, the great Lord. I claim such a miracle that many people out there will begin to experience healing and begin to realize that God, you desire to heal them. God, you desire, Father, I claim it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, God is good. And God is wonderful. Hallelujah. And there are so many wonderful scriptures that I don't think I got all that read. I want to do it. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Listen, folks. This is what Jesus wants to do. This is exactly what the church is supposed to be doing. This is not something strange. I'm not preaching some crazy doctrine. I'm not bringing you something that's not in the Bible. I'm giving you exactly what's in the Bible, that he wants to heal you. He wants to give you a miracle. He wants to show his power to you. He wants to work those things in you that will change your total life. He wants to make you a godly person, a saintly individual. And so I'm praying for you. I'm praying for every backslider. Now, there are so many backsliders in our church world today. The church is full of them, Father. Backsliders who've turned away from God. They may even claim to be still saved, but they don't live it. And if you don't live it, you don't have it, my friend. I'm telling you, if you don't live it, you don't have it. It's impossible to claim to be a Christian and not live the life of a Christian. So I'm praying for you. And right now, I'm reaching out to anybody that's away from God, anybody who's in the depth of sin, anybody that's become rebellious and stubborn and bullheaded. You have to go to church. You have to live right. You claim it, but you don't really have it. I'm praying for you. God turned them around. God turned them around. God changed them to walk with you and live for you and do your will, Father. In Jesus' name, you on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I want to have prayer for my daughter who has type 1 diabetes.
She has type 1 diabetes.
Yes.
All right. You believe God to heal her?
Amen, yes.
All right. You live in Charlotte?
I live in South Carolina.
Okay. All right. Let's pray for her. What is your daughter's name?
Chelsea.
Yes. I get that right. Chelsea. I don't hear names well a lot now as I've got older. I couldn't hear that elderly lady's name a while ago, and I felt bad, but there was nothing I could do about it. I'm going to start getting my secretaries when they hear a name to run, bring it to me on a piece of paper, so I'll have it. Father, I want to pray for Chelsea. Father, this little sweetheart with diabetes. Father, it's not your will for her to suffer years on top of years with this dreaded thing, and I'm asking you to heal her body. Right while I'm praying, let virtue flow through her little body. I'm claiming Chelsea made well and made whole. I'm claiming you to so work in her life, make her a mighty believer, a mighty Christian. I'm claiming this with Chelsea, Father. And I pray for Mama and Daddy and all the family. Whatever need there is, whatever miracles needed, show this family your power, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for healing Chelsea. I claim it right now, Father. I bind that diabetes and it disappears from her being, disappears from her body. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm going to believe God with you, lady.
Thank you.
God bless you. Now, folks, I'm here to tell you, it's high time we started trusting God. It's high time we started believing God. I'm going to be here for a little bit, and I'll pray for anybody that calls. I want you to understand, you must be in a good Pentecostal church where the Holy Ghost is at work. I'm counting on you to find you a way to the right place where God's moving. I'm preaching in the morning on the love of God, and I promise you, I have no doubt there's going to be a marvelous service and a wonderful day, and I'm praying for numbers to be saved. I really am. And then tomorrow night, I'm going to preach again, first time on Sunday night in a while, and I'm going to preach on the miracles of God. The miracles of God. The love of God will bring the miracles of God because God is a God of love and He's a miracle working God and there's no limitation to Him. There's no limitation about God. He has everything you need. Now let me bring you to a close. I need you to help me financially. I'm getting everything straight. We're not far from having every bill we've ever had paid. The building's paid now. My home is paid now. Thank God for all of that. But we're not quite finished. We need a sign out front. We got things we need. Help us out. We got radio programs and radio costs. I need you to help me out. God bless you. Don't miss church tomorrow. And don't forget camp meeting begins the 24th of June, 2 weeks away from Sunday night. Jeff Mayo at night. Brother Joey Yates teaching the Bible. Revelation in the morning. Service at 9:30. 1 at 6 in the evening before the 7. I mean, you don't want to miss it. You really don't. Come and come and come. And we will make you happy. And we'll treat you good. I love you. I really do. I do love you. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about what God is doing. He's a God that does the miraculous. Did you know that? He's a God that does the miraculous. Bless you now. Bless you. I love you. Do you know I love you?
House down. You know those big ships, they don't sail by this way anymore. Ain't no use of that thing standing around.